baby diapers, soft on skin. This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 Hours News Bulletin on Millennium Radio. The headline, stakeholders express mixed reactions over alleged depleting Zesco units. Banking challenges blamed for delayed farmer payments in Western Province. Norway's Prime Minister agrees Crown Princess had poor judgment over Epstein link.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mugima Timothy Jilalam. Economist Dr. Lubinda Bazoka says increased consumption and not billing manipulation is causing units to deplete faster due to 24/7 power supply. Dr. Bazoka says with more power available, people are shifting from gas stoves to electric cookers and cramping up appliance usage. He notes that Zesco's progressive tariff structure measure higher consumption leads to higher prices per unit designed to support lower household and encourage energy efficiency. And Dr. Bazoka says Zambia's electricity prices remain relatively low for low consumption users compared to other Southern African countries. He says the challenge is due to resumed normal usage, not Zesco deducting units or manipulating the meters. Meanwhile, Golden Party President Jackson Sirleaf has charged that the new electricity billing system implemented by Zescom is harsh on citizens, causing financial stress on households, especially struggling with poverty and high cost of living.
Zesco and the Energy Regulation Board, ERB, should revert to the old billing system of electricity for residential and domestic consumers. The new billing system implemented by Zesco on November 1, 2025 has put tremendous financial stress on households. Households that used to purchase electricity units worth 500 per month are now spending double the amount and beyond. Surely, this is adding more financial stress to households already battling poverty.
Environmental expert Godfrey Piri has backed the new environmental impact assessment regulations introduced by the Zambia Environmental Management Agency. In the new regulations, ZEMA has reduced review fees for environmental and social project briefs from 17,300 kwacha to 5,300 kwacha, while environmental and societal impact statements have been lowered from 1.3 million kwacha to 600,000 kwacha, now based on anticipated project impacts rather than investment costs. And in an interview with Millennium Radio, Mr. Piri says the new regulations will enhance environmental management efficiency in Zambia. Mr. Piri says fees are now based on anticipated project impacts rather than investment costs. He says ZEMA's decision to introduce new regulations shows that it is learning from past challenges like Sinometo Tailings Dam failure. Mr. Piri says the changes are expected to enhance environmental compliance and monitoring.
We note, as environmental experts, that this is a welcome move. ZEMA is moving in the positive direction. We have learned a lot, quite a lot as a country, from the failing of the Sinometo Tailings Dam. We know that we could have better addressed that, and the government actually was on board with ZEMA giving guidance in terms of how that needed to be addressed and how it is now being addressed. So the current environmental challenges that we have, we are seeing ZEMA now taking a positive strides in terms of wanting to timely address the issues, expedite processes, and make sure that they point the country into the smart development direction.
Western Province Minister Kapelo Bangweta has attributed delays in farmers' payment in parts of the province to challenges within the banking system, which he says have resulted in congestion at payment centers. Speaking in an interview with Millennium Radio, Mr. Bangweta explained that slow processing system has affected a large number of farmers, particularly in Kaoma, Luampa, Mangango and Nkema district. He notes that a high volume of farmers seeking payments at the same time has overwhelmed the system, leading to long queues and delayed transactions. The minister further revealed that the bank involved has assured the government that it will process payments for at least 800 farmers per day, despite the current system challenges. Mr. Bangweta expressed optimism that the new measures will help ease the situation and ensure that farmers receive their dues in a timely manner.
Kaoma, Nkema, Luampa, Mangango, and Kalumwange in that area. You know, Nkema now is the breadbasket of Western Province, and then with one bank which has been handling this arrangement of paying farmers for who sold their maize to FRI, it's been quite a challenge because the numbers were huge. So what happened was that an arrangement was made for which we want to thank firstly Access Bank, the council in Nkema, FRI themselves, and the Minister of Agriculture to allow and agree to pay our farmers in Nkema.
Emmy Road Production Watch President Musa Kafimbwa has urged the government to strengthen tax collection in the Emmy Road industry and other areas of the mining sector. Dr. Kafimbwa says that although Zambia has enough mineral resources to fully support its national budget, the country continues to struggle due to failure to maximize revenue from its minerals. He has explained that this situation has contributed to persistent poverty at the nation, as the nation has not effectively utilized its natural resources for economic development. Dr. Kafimbwa has emphasized the need for the government to change the narrative and ensure that Zambia benefits fully from its mineral wealth going forward.
To our major flag rising in the mining sector. Then secondly, is our coffers really sustaining enough? If yes, then we don't deserve to borrow. Zambia should not go out to simply seek for audience that we need, you know, some few dollars to survive. No, we don't deserve that. We actually a principled state placed at a position. We actually God's favorite, where we have multiple resources sprinkled all over. So this context could not bring us down to be vulnerable, to be beggars to the Western world. No, we are only missing a bigger picture that we don't understand ourselves.
And now, business news. Business news.
The Zambia Association of Manufacturers, ZAM, has announced that more than 30 manufacturing companies have implemented price reduction, citing improvements in the country's macroeconomic environment. The manufacturing companies include Zambia Sugar, that has reduced industrial sugar by 5%. Granny Bakery, who are the manufacturers of Agogo, has reduced bread by 6%. Mount Meru Cooking Oil has reduced 15% cooking oil. Speaking during a press briefing this afternoon, ZAM President Muhammad Umar says the move demonstrates the sector's commitment to responsible pricing and providing tangible relief to Zambian consumers. He says reducing the cost of living shared goal, therefore it should not be left alone to the government. However, Mr. Umar has cautioned that manufacturing prices are influenced by complex cost structures, including energy costs, price of locally sourced imports, domestic interest rates, and tax or exercise adjustment implemented in 2025. Therefore, it is important such issues are dealt with.
Manufacturers are responding to highlight where price adjustments have already taken place and to engage constructively on how these improvements can be sustained and extended across the economy. Let us also be encouraged here